Good morning.
Good morning.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Once there was a handsome clock, and that clock became preoccupied with worry about its future. It began thinking about the number of times it would have to tick in any amount of time. And it began to count how much it ticked, because it ticked twice each second. And he added that up to be 120 times per minute, or 7,200 times in an hour, 172,800 times a day. And then the clock went, wait, that's 63,072,000 times a year. For the clock, then the math got easy, because he said, and he realized that in 10 years, I will have ticked 630,720,000 times. And the clock had a nervous breakdown. And it stopped ticking, and it went to a watchmaker for therapy. Now, under the watchmaker's care, the clock began to realize that all it needed to do was stop forecasting into the future and live one tick at a time. So soon after this realization and some rest, it began to tick again. And it continued ticking one tick at a time for 100 years. And everyone began to enjoy that grand old grandfather clock. Now, St. John of Kronstadt asks us, what gets in your way? What hinders you from fulfilling Christ's commandments for you? And he answered his own question, the flesh and the world, that is, pleasant food and drink which men like to consume, in which they delight both in the thought of and in fact consuming, which makes the heart gross and hard, and a partiality for elegant dress and adornment, for distinctions and rewards. If the dress or adornments of man are made of a very beautifully colored and delicate material, the care will give anxiety in order to avoid staining or soiling them, or getting dusty, or getting one's garments wet. Whilst care and anxiety how to please God in thought, word, and deed vanish from the heart and lives for dress and adornment and food, and becomes entirely engrossed in these things. So today's message, today's gospel message was about what? Vanity, gluttony, and anxiety. These are the three vices that the Lord attacked on this day. I think most of us here know that I just got back into town once again, and I want to work slowly into things, kind of like that clock. And since these three topics are extremely disgusting and fairly close to the home of my own heart, I'm going to spend time on just one of them today. And that, I believe, is the primary message of this gospel, and that is anxiety. As I said, I just got back from being gone for nearly 3 weeks. 2 weeks, sort of mostly on vacation, and 1 week at summer camp, Camp Emmanuel, with the youth of our metropolis in the mountains of New Mexico. 3 weeks almost entirely out of the church office and in the homes and in the places of our people. I was in two entirely different environments with different experiences. Vacation on the beach, and the early morning and late hours of ministering to the youth. Pretty dichotomous experiences. Hearing confessions, writing Orthodox life sessions, preaching sermons. Always be sure at youth ministry you're what? Smiling? And remaining ever vigilant for the sake of the safety and the well-being of the children that are entrusted to the care. Second part of those 3 weeks and the first part very different. In one place, I put in the effort to shut off my brain. And in the next, I worked especially hard to get it cranked up again. A lot of rust can build up in a couple weeks, especially on vacation, and especially when one of those weeks is spent on the beaches of Hawaii. But let me tell you, I discovered a perfect and beautiful connection between the experiences of being off all day and off all night, and then quickly being on all day and on all night. The continued sound of a gentle wave that washes upon the shore, that can lull you to sleep when that sound is right outside your window, is exactly the same sound as the wind rushing through a tall pine tree. I'm telling you, it is the same sound. Light waves and light wind through the trees. Google it. I did, because I was trying to convince myself, okay, you're just trying to tell yourself this is as good as vacation. But it's true. I listened to both. God gives us this same wonderful connection. Why is this important to me? Why did I even notice that connection? It's important to me, and hopefully it will be to you as well. And the connection between these two sounds, sounds of dichotomous experiences, were woven together with absolute fidelity. And it reminded me that I was at near and total peace in both places, at rest and at work. While on vacation, I mostly forced myself not to think about the tasks that I had neglected while I was gone, or the important work that others were continuing to carry out for me in my absence, or the pile of stuff in the church office that was waiting for me to tackle upon my return. At camp, adversely, I had to force myself not to check emails every day and texts every 5 minutes. I had to appreciate the realities of a camp that offered extremely long days, but yielded an even shorter week. At camp, I convinced myself to live in the moment, not the direct past. And I quickly learned that the peace gained on a vacation is almost entirely selfish and happy rather than filled with spiritual joy in serving the needs of our children. I learned in both places that dwelling in Christ's presence is much easier to summon, perceive, and acquire and utilize surrounded by a couple hundred kids that are thirsting for God rather than lounging in the sun. I learned that the peace of God is absolutely everywhere, and that the Holy Spirit delivers His contentment and ease wherever and whenever we prayerfully summon Him. My brothers and sisters in Christ, take heed and listen to the message of today's gospel. It's for the entirety of our American society, I believe. We need to worry less and celebrate more. We need to be aware of God's generosity and kindness towards us. We can go ahead and work hard, be successful, strive to provide for ourselves and our families, but always be mindful and vigilant of His promise of an easy yoke in His name. Today's is a message of watchfulness and the ability to rise above the distractions of anxieties. Of course, not clinical anxieties, but spiritual disorders. And not be burdening the soul with distractions and confusion. St. Paul wrote to the Philippians, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and by petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to the Lord." Let us heed His words as if they were firstly written in history for our specific years. Vanity is a distorted sense of self. Gluttony is a distorted sense of need. Anxiety, in the sense of pointless worry, is the most dangerous of the three. It distorts and exaggerates, and it blurs the line between need and want. We are commanded to simply want the Lord and to live in His presence and the peace that it gives. He gives our lives peace. He richly adorns us and He plenteously fills us more than can ever be imagined. Amen.